Welcome back, guys. Ben Arkell with PassiveAutomation.com. Wanted to talk about something I think is really important and impactful and necessary. And I think it's something that people get a little confused about when they are starting their online business or any business, to be honest. One of the first key principles, obviously, is finding your avatar. Who's your ideal customer? Picking your niche, narrowing down, selecting that niche, and focusing solely on serving those people, and being laser focused on them. And while that is a great and wonderful principle and idea, I think when we do that, we forget something really important. We forget why it is that we are online marketers and why we want to start a business. And everybody has, I really believe this, a burning desire to help people and to solve problems. That's why you're an entrepreneur. That's why you're starting a business. That's why you have a product. That's why you're linking people with products that can help them, is that desire to help. And I think sometimes what happens is when we have that desire to help, we pick our niche, we sometimes forget that there are people in the world who might not fit our niche, but that we still can help. So let me give you a really quick example. I'll call this lady Tina. So I had sent, Tina somehow landed in my automations. One of the emails talked about how to make money online using this specific tool I was using. And she responded back. I'm actually going to read her email, okay? She said, "Hey, my name is," we'll say Tina, "I've received your email telling me about the worst year of your life, and I'm interested in making money online. Also, I'm struggling to pay my bills and don't have a full-time job. I'm just a worker when needed," so she, you know, on-call worker. "I can't find no creditors," she said, "and don't know what else to do until you sent me an email about making money online. I'm trying to get my oil changed and brand new tires. I've been having harassing phone calls from creditors. Will you share with me a video of how to make money online? If so, my life will change forever." Okay. And so I was actually reaching out to her on my automation about a system that it was going to take a lot of work. You know, you had to invest in a software called ClickFunnels to actually have access to a funnel builder. You had to make a video. You had to get a email autoresponder, set up some automations. You had to spend money to buy solo ad traffic, you know, $100, $200, $300, $400, $500 there. So I just knew that this system would not work for her, okay? And I actually sent an email, was typing the email, and I said, "You know what, this isn't going to work for you." But then I said, "You know what?" Before I sent that email, I'm like, "Ben, what are you doing? Like, this is a lady who clearly doesn't know what she's doing. She's clearly not living sound financial principles. While she's not your target market and she's not your in your niche and she's not the person that you can make money off of, she needs help. She's a person." And I just, one of my favorite podcasts to listen to is Dave Ramsey. I love his principles. I don't think they apply to everybody. I think there's some things that, you know, he has to speak these principles to everyone in general, so no one, you know, people don't do stupid things. But anyway, I believe in most of his principles. And I just really felt like this lady, Tina, didn't need me in my system. She needed Dave Ramsey. She needed to clean up her mess. And I told her, I said, "Look, you don't need to learn to make money online. You need to find a job. You need to deliver pizzas, you need to clean houses, whatever you can." And I actually sent her to Dave Ramsey's YouTube channel. I sent her a link to one of his videos. And I even told her in this email, I said, "Look, this isn't a quick fix, what I'm having you do. This is a system you need to develop over time. What you need is income. And you need to stop looking for creditors and to borrow money. You need to start working." And so I sent her again link to Dave Ramsey, and she the next day responded back and said, "Hey, like, thank you so much. That was awesome. I really like what this guy says and does. And I know that's going to help her, okay? And I felt so fulfilled knowing that while Tina wasn't in my niche, Tina wasn't going to follow my system, I wasn't going to make any money off Tina. I felt so good knowing that I was able to provide the solution for Tina that she needed. So I just want to leave that reminder to you guys that don't forget to serve and help people, right? That's what you want. And we know that the products and services we provide can help certain, there are certain people that can help, but if in the course of your business, the course of your automations, the course of your outreach, people come to you with problems, which they often do, take the 1 or 2 or 3 minutes to point them in the right direction of somebody who can help them. I had someone the other day who's like, hey, my husband beats me and I'm trying to find work I can do on the side. And so, I mean, my thoughts now are like, well, how can I help this lady? Because she's struggling. And I think as we do that, that which we send out to the world and to people around us, it's going to return to us. It's the principle of karma, of reaping what you sow. And I truly believe in that. I believe in a God, and I believe that, you know, he watches over us. And as we are willing to help his children, he'll help us. And so I invite you guys to think of that. Next time someone comes to you who's not in your niche and doesn't exactly fit your system or fit your product or fit what you're trying to do, see if there's a way that you can help them. And yeah, I had this conversation today with my buddy Scott Anderson. He was talking about, you know, the stuff he's learning and how he was able to help someone today and how good it felt. And there's the 3-step principle of learn, act, share. You learn principles, then you take action. And as you learn and act, you're able to learn more and gain more knowledge and wisdom, and you can then share that with other people. So I would invite you guys to share any positive wisdom and knowledge you have with people, regardless of whether they're in your niche or not. And till next time, you can find more on passiveautomation.com, or you can search YouTube, Ben Arkell, Passive Income Automation. We will talk to you guys on the next episode.